Hi, Masha. How are you today?
I'm great, Vishen. It's exciting to be here with you.
What time is it there in San Francisco?
Well, let's see. It's Monday at 6 p.m.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking time, because I know your day is just about to end. It's probably family time for you. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Well, I've been looking forward to it for weeks. As you know, I was traveling. I was in Thailand and Laos and meeting people from all over the world. And I knew during this call I'd get an opportunity to also meet people from all over the world as well.
Well, that's absolutely right. And in fact, we at this point, we probably have close to 2,000 people listening in.
Well, hi, everybody. Thanks so much for taking time out of your incredibly busy life to join us to hear about something that I think is really important, and that's your dreams.
And it's quite an honor to be in a live call with you. I know you've been on Oprah, am I right?
I've been on a few times. I've been on as the passion expert, and one time I was on talking to people about starting their own businesses, so I've been on Oprah and couple of other little shows that you might know here and there.
Perfect. And I just want to let people know why exactly you're on Oprah, why you have such a big fan following. Now, the thing about Masha and what we're going to be talking about today is that it's really, really, really relevant to your lives at this time of the year. Basically, a new year has started. A lot of people at this point have massive goals, big dreams they want to accomplish in 2009, but something's holding them back. It could be time, it could be money, it could be fear. And what Masha is brilliant at is at taking you beyond these barriers and helping you get towards your dreams. Masha, would that be right?
And I also want to add that when we talk about a dream is simply something that you want. So whether you have a change the world dream or a Mother Teresa type dream or a dream of simply spending more quality time with your family and friends or making great money doing what you love, what we're going to talk about here is applicable to any dream, goal, or project that you might have for the new year. And I want to add on to what you just said, Vishen, and that is, from my point of view, it's never been a more important time for us to have our dreams and to act on the dreams. So I think where dreaming sometimes gets a bad name is people are just talking about it or thinking about it. So we're not talking about daydreams, and we're certainly not talking about fantasies. We're talking about getting clear about what it is that really matters to you and then taking action to shortcut the process to achieve results faster and to really have you be on track for creating the life that matters to you.
I like that. And that sounds really, really, really relevant at this time. So once again, if you're someone in need of a new dream, if you're someone who has a dream and are a little bit stuck or afraid, or there's some barrier preventing you from getting there, you're going to love these next 40 minutes. So let's start with the first question, Masha. What's the difference between a dream, a goal, and a fantasy?
I love that question. I alluded to it slightly, but in a dream, you can design a strategy for getting there. In a fantasy, like winning the lottery, there's nothing that you can do to make it happen. But there's a really interesting paradox around this vision because, you know, if you never go to strategy, your dream just remains a fantasy or a nice idea. But if you go to strategy, the how-to steps too quickly, what we typically do is we compromise our dreams down to what we realistically believe is possible or what we realistically think we can afford. In the dreaming process that we're talking about here, it's literally about swinging outside of just being realistic. It opens the mind to if time and money were not issues, if you had the support of the people around you, if you knew you could not fail, what would you do? So in this work, a dreamer is someone who's clear about what it is that they want and then takes action to make it happen. We could say a goal is simply a dream with a due date. But this whole idea of strategically figuring out where is the time coming from and where is the money coming from, if we need those questions answered before we ever start, we'll often compromise our dreams down and with it, squelch the passion. And the passion's a really important part because the juice, the motivation, the ambition, the drive is what really will get us through those hard times when some of the doubts and obstacles can get in the way.
Ah, I see. I mean, I've never heard anyone explain it that elegantly before. So what's the big deal with this? Why is it so important to have a dream, especially at the start of the year?
Well, without our dreams, all we have is reality. And don't get me wrong, it's not that reality is a bad thing. We have to know where we are in order to design the plan and strategy for getting to where we want to go. But the question is, what has being realistic cost you? If you're overly realistic, it can cost you your passion, your dreams. It can cost you your faith. Medically speaking, it's been proven that people with passion and dreams actually live 7 to 10 years longer than people who are just going through the motions. So here we are. It's the new year. We're looking ahead. And we have a choice. Are we going to get so mired in reality, so busy reacting and responding to what's happening with the economy and the job layoff and the real estate market? I mean, if we're so lost in the reality of what's happening, we often lose our faith. We don't have a vision. We don't have a dream. So in this case, dreaming is really about taking control of your life. It's about me saying to you, how do you want your life to be? And how do you, let me say it this way. How do you want your life to be? And what are you willing to do about it? Because it's a pretty confronting question to say, gosh, how do I want my life to be? Because if I'm someone who practices living with integrity, what am I willing to do about it has to be the next question. So here we are, new year, new slate, new opportunities. And if we start out worrying so much or imagining the worst, we're not going to go anywhere with our lives except for maybe into a downward spiral. So we have, you listening, you have the opportunity right now to choose how do you want this next year of your life to be. And it's a funny thing because on one hand people say, well, you know, Marcia, making your dreams come true, do you have to call it dreams? It sounds kind of, you know, lightweight. But the reality of it is a dreamer is a visionary. Bill Gates is a visionary. He has a vision. He has a big dream. He expresses it with clarity so people get excited about it. He shares it with passion so people want to join him. And big dreamers and visionaries learn the skill set that I teach basically for inspiring people to join you so you're not doing it alone. So the last thing I'll say, just because this has been kind of a long answer, is that, there's a lot of things that we can just think about and we can imagine. On one hand, it's easy to make a dream come true, figure out what you want, and then go do it. But the reality is life gets in the way. Our doubts, our fears, the news. We can get so mired in reality. We can get so lost in living from our clocks and our calendars that we don't even know what our dreams are, much less how to accomplish them. So I like to give people a simple but very potent process for getting clear about what you want, believing in yourself and your dreams, which is a choice, and then proving that you do by taking action.
So, Marcia, can you give us an example of what exactly you mean by a dream? I know you mentioned Bill Gates, but of course, I mean, that is way, way out there. He's an outlier. But for most of the people listening in, what would be an example of a dream?
A dream is simply something that you want. So you can have dreams for yourself, for your loved ones, personally and or professionally. Your dream might be to write a book. Your dream might be to put your kids through college, or your dream might be to redecorate a room in your home. No dream is too big and no dream is too small. Some people talk about one woman, made great cookies and her dream was to be the Mrs. Fields of the cookie world. And a lot of people talk about dreams for their loved ones. As a matter of fact, people say to me, isn't it selfish to think about my dreams? And I encourage you to have dreams for yourself and for your loved ones. So dreams of having good health, a dream of being a dream of having good health, a dream of being physically fit without necessarily having to go to the gym. Some people think that's a fantasy, but you could take up walking and, you know, spend time with your family, combining your dreams. Your dream might be to start something philanthropic or to start a nonprofit. Dreams come in all sizes. Some people talk about their dreams are to have a puppy, and some people talk about their dreams are, you know, to own a home, even in this day and age. So no dream is too big. No dream is too small. The criteria is it something that you want? And a lot of us, like I said, will kill off our possibilities before we even explore them. So that's why I've created this 10-step dream coach process that's really designed to help you achieve any dream, personal or professional. And the cool thing is it works on any dream. So whether it's your health, your wealth, your relationship, something personal or professional, the same process works with every dream.
And you're actually going to take us through that process right now, right here, right?
I am. So people should get out a pen and paper or be at your computer and be ready to type.
Perfect.
Should we just jump in?
Yes, just one second, though. For those of you who for any reason may need to leave or have to get off this call and but are still extremely interested in what Marsha has to speak about, you can get more information at finerminds.com. That's finerminds.com/Marsha, MARCIA. What Marsha has put together over there is, I'll just let you go check it out. It's something very exciting. But for those of you on the call still listening in, Marsha, let's go through that 10-step process. And I just want to say I saw you go through this on your PBS special, and it was really, really, really fascinating. So I'm just delighted that now, years later, I'm actually on the phone with you hearing it again in live.
Well, thanks. That was pretty exciting to be on national PBS and have the message get out to the world. I've certified over 1,000 dream coaches from all over the world, and the process I'm about to take you through, they get trained in a week-long process, so we're going to shortcut it, but I'm going to try to give you the key wisdom in each of the 10 points, the morsels. So step one...
Marshall, wait. Just want to say, those of you listening in, if you have a pen and paper, now's a good time to get it out. Okay, well, sorry, interrupt it. Please.
We're going to try to give you as much information as we can. Step one, set an intention. Now, you hear a lot of people talking about setting an intention, but intention is like the rudder of a boat. It steers the course. It sets the direction. So whether your dream is to be healthy and physically fit, start your own business, or just spend more time at home relaxing, the process begins with setting an intention. It's the rudder that steers the course of your life. Now, here's the challenge. Without step two, you can spend your time going around in circles. So step one is set an intention. Step two is about living with integrity. Integrity is one of those words that can be kind of loaded for people. I mean, it's about walking your talk, keeping your word, but it's not just about keeping your agreements with other people. It's also about keeping them with yourself. So I would say the core building block to manifestation comes from these two steps, intention and integrity. It's like if I set an intention that I'm going to be healthy and physically fit, and then I never go to the gym or I'm not conscious about what I'm eating, it's almost like I'm at cross purposes. My intention is going one way, and my integrity, or in this case, lack of integrity, is taking me in another way. So by getting these two things aligned, intention and integrity, you've really got in place the most important step for manifestation. Now, in this conversation about keeping our agreements, some of us are better at keeping our agreements with others than we are at keeping them with ourselves, and that's why coaching has become this multi-million dollar or more business opportunity, because it's like when we tell someone we're going to do something, we're much more likely to do it. But there's a deeper level that I just want to touch upon briefly about integrity. There's keeping your agreements with others, there's keeping your agreements with yourself, but at a spiritual level, there's even keeping your agreements with God. And that takes us to step three, which is about living on purpose. Each one of us has what I would call a dream seed planted inside of our heart. And you see, where dreams come from is you make them up. Some of them are based on needs to put food on the table. Some of them are based on desire, maybe to travel the world. But the dreams that are the expression of your purpose are usually the most profound. Standing in your purpose, the quality of your dreams, and ultimately the quality of your life will change. So this really knowing who you are is really a foundational piece for knowing what your dreams are. And that takes us to step four, which is accessing your dreamer. So inside of us, we have a dreamer that says, yes, I can, or yes, you can, or yes, we can. The dreamer who says, gee, you know, if time and money weren't issues, or most importantly, if I really believed in myself, what would I do? So a lot of what we want to do is we want to turn the voice of the dreamer up so that we can turn down the voice of the doubter, this other part inside of us that says, no, you can't. The number one way that we sabotage our dreams is when the doubter says three little words, but what if? But what if you go for your dream and you fail? But what if you don't have the resources? But what if other people laugh at you? And then every time you're moving toward your dream, you're also moving toward your doubt. So the number one way that we sabotage our dream is we project our worst fears and nightmares into the dream by saying, but what if? So let me go back for a second. Step number one, set an intention. That really sets the course and the direction that you're heading in accomplishing your dream. Step number two is about living with integrity. And intention and integrity together form the core building block for manifestation. The ultimate in integrity is step number three, living on purpose, knowing the core of who you are. I would say a shortcut process for knowing your purpose would be, number one would be to have a spiritual practice so you can get quiet and still and hear what's underneath that ego. Number two, to know what's unique and special about you, your unique gifts. And number three, to be of service with those gifts. That's what living on purpose is all about. Standing in your purpose, you can really create dreams that are aligned with your essence, your heart, your soul. And that's really living in integrity. The dreamer, I mentioned it earlier, basically instead of the ABCs, in this step we talk about the CBAs. C, get clear about what you want, often the hardest step. Get clear about your dream by writing it down, talking about it, getting it out of your head. In your head, it's in there with the doubter, it's in there with your list of obstacles, with your agenda, with all the things that you need to do and have to do, and often never leaving any time for the dreams, for what you really want to do. C, get clear about your dreams by writing them down, talking about them. B, believe in yourself and your dreams. I'm going to talk more about that shortly. And A, prove that you really do believe in your dreams by taking action. The CBAs. How are we doing out there, Vision?
Good. The CBAs is a...
Get clear about your dreams, believe in your dreams, and prove that you believe in your dreams by taking action. So that brings us to step five. Yes, we'll keep going.
Got it. There's just one part I wanted you to clarify, Marcia. The CBAs, that is part of step four, standing in your purpose?
No, I'm sorry, we missed the step. Step one is set an intention. Mm-hmm. Step two is live with integrity. Step three is live on purpose. Mm-hmm. So I gave you the three steps for finding your life's purpose.
Okay.
Spiritual practice, knowing what's unique about you and being of service with it. And then step number four, access your dreamer. And that's where we'll find the CBAs.
Got it.
We want to awaken this part inside of us. It's almost like inside of us we have this dreamer that says, yes, you can. And then we also have this doubter that we'll get to in the next step that says, no, you can't.
Perfect.
Right. So part of the CBAs, get clear about your dream. People tell me all over the world it's the hardest step to really know what I want. But if we go back to who am I, what is my purpose, that's really going to help me know what I want to say yes to. You see, for many people, in order to create space in our lives for dreams, we need to quit something. Imagine if you could use your passion as the barometer for saying no thank you when something is no longer true for you. What if you could ask, is this in integrity with my heart, my purpose, and my soul? And if the answer is no, maybe you could say no thank you or no more. Clear away some clutter and make some more space in your life for your dreams. That's really living with integrity. So the dreamer inside of us says, what do I want? If time and money weren't issues, because we think those are the biggest obstacles. But the truth of it is, Vishen, people say to me all the time, I'd make my dream come true if I only had enough money. And when I ask them, how much do you need? The most common answer is, I don't know, but I know I don't have enough. Because the truth of it is, the biggest obstacles are not time and money. The biggest obstacles are doubt and fear. And that takes us to step number 5, which is learn from your doubter. The doubter, the part that says things like, you're too old, or you're too young, or you don't have the time, or you don't have the money, or you have nothing new to say. And all of us has this part inside of us. And sometimes it's louder, and sometimes it's softer, and sometimes you don't hear it at all, and sometimes it's all you hear. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
And this is where people really, really undermine themselves. And what I have found is we want to separate out the dreamer and doubter. In most people's motivational programs, if you will, they would say, kill the doubter. You know, it's the enemy. But what I know is this. If something is part of you and part of me, it must serve a sacred function. So we would have to say, what's the function of our doubter? Well, I've learned over the years, the doubter will give you your list of obstacles. And wherever there's an obstacle, you can simply design a strategy to manage it. So before we turn the voice of the doubter down, you see, if we turn it down, it becomes the voice of the realist. And the realist is an important member of the team. The realist wants to know where you're going to get the time, where you're going to get the money, basically what's the plan. But as I said earlier, if you go to that part of you, that overly realistic part too soon, you'll compromise your dream down to what you realistically believe is possible. So we don't want to go to the realist yet. We will access and use that part of us when we get into strategy and planning. But in the dreaming phase, we want to take the lid off. We want to imagine, like, what would really bring us joy? It's kind of that if you only had 1 year left to live question. How would you live your life? So the dreamer is going like, okay, you know, the dreamer does not worry about strategy. Strategy comes later. The doubter will give you your list of all the reasons why you can't have something. I'll give you a funny example. I was giving a talk in Italy, and this woman came up to me with a really beautiful accent, and she said to me, Marcia, I loved what you had to say today. Will you share one of your dreams with me? Now, I know, having done this work for such a long time, we often don't like to share our dreams. Because if I tell you my dream, you might laugh at me, I might fail, and then what will you think of me? You might steal my idea. Or the really big reason I don't want to tell you my dream is if I tell you my dream vision, you might expect me to do something about it. And that's why coaching is a multi-billion dollar industry, right? But most of us, we keep our dreams a secret. So if you don't know that I'm thinking about it, you won't ask me how I'm doing on it. But we keep it such a good secret that sometimes we even forget our dreams. So this woman said to me, will you share one of your dreams with me? And I literally thought, well, what the heck? I'm never going to see her again. I'm going to tell her a dream that I've never told anyone. And I said to her, my dream is to spend the summer in the Greek islands writing a novel. She looked at me, she smiled, she opened her purse, pulled out a business card and said, I have a villa in Greece, why don't you come as my guest? And I just, you know, I kind of had to shake myself. I'm like, okay, you know, I went. But first I had to deal with the voice of the doubter. So imagine. Martian Patrick, please leave your name. Hi, you've reached the home of Martian Patrick. Please leave your name and number. Hey, Vishen.
Hey, sorry, we got disconnected.
I see that.
The last line you said was, so I was like, okay. But first I had to deal with the voice of the doubter.
Okay, good. So So then I'll just go, and your editor will find a place to pick
absolutely
it up, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. And then, Masha, just one thing. After point five, I'm going to remind people of that web address, okay? So
that's the perfect time to do it.
Right, you just want to pass it back to me. Okay, so go
on. Good. The dreamer inside of me was so excited. It was like this was handed to me on a silver platter. Yes, we're going to Greece. The doubter, on the other hand, was saying things like, I don't know, it's kind of far away, and it's dangerous over there. The dreamer is like, I'm not afraid. I'm going. It's just a plane ride. The doubter is saying things like, well, who's going to take care of your business while you're out of the country? You see, the doubter and the realist, they get into collusion. The dreamer is saying, well, that's why I have staff, and I have a team of people. And finally, the doubter says, well, how's it going to look to your clients with you being out of the country for 3 months? And the dreamer says, I think as a dream coach, it's going to look pretty darn good. So the work really here is to turn the voice of the doubter down. It'll give you your list of obstacles, but first you want to hear from it.
I like that. That's extremely fresh. I've never heard anyone say that before. I really like that. That's a great story too. And what I particularly like about what you just said is the whole idea of not seeing the doubts as something you need to squash and toss away, but doubts is really a means of getting to your dream.
So exactly. The doubter is not the enemy.
And for those of you listening in, once again, if for any reason you have to leave at this point, you can get more information on Masha and what she does with people by going to finerminds.com, finerminds.com/Masha, MARCIA. Okay, that URL, you'll find a ton more information. And what Masha has done over there is she has put together a 2-for-1 special. You'll see what that is, where you can get access to some of her best material literally at half price. So it's an amazing deal. It's going to be there for the next, I think the next 48 to 72 hours after the interview. I'm not sure, but it's on that webpage. Okay, let's go on to point number 6, Masha.
And let me remind people that what we're offering can be used on any dream. So the process that I'm teaching here about setting an intention, living with integrity, standing in your purpose, accessing your dreamer, learning from your doubter, and now we're going to continue on talking more about that, whether you're wanting to lose weight, make more money, move into a more beautiful home, being in a more loving, committed relationship, this will work on any dream. This is something also I've done with kids, spouses, men, women, personally and professionally. That's what I love about this work, is that it's been tried and true and proven on so many different kinds of dreams. And that's why people tell me it's really valuable.
Got it.
So what happens from your doubter is your doubter will give you your list of obstacles. Check it out for yourself. Create a dream, write out something that you want, and right there, the doubter and realist inside of you will probably be giving you a list of reasons of why it's not a good idea. Well, all obstacles,
Masha,
are either
what... Just before you go on, just before you go on to point number 6, I did have a question. When we go through your material on finerminds.com, Masha, how long does it take to go through that stuff? Because I know you've put together a lot of material. There's that PBS special, which I saw. There's the book. There's the 10 ebooks. How long would it take to go through all of this? Are we talking an entire weekend, a day, a couple of hours?
Well, it depends how driven you are. Some people tell me that they've watched the one-hour PBS show, which, by the way, PBS is sold at twice the price than we're selling the whole package at. But people have watched that DVD and told me that they've made major life choices and commitments and taken action just after watching 1 hour. But I think the other thing that people like about the 4 hours of CDs is that I'm walking you through the process. So you could absolutely sit down in a weekend, connect to your life purpose, clarify or create new dreams that you're passionate about. Most importantly, deal with this doubter or any issues or obstacles, including not enough time and money, and get into action on a dream that you're passionate about. So I've designed a system that is very action-oriented. It's not enough to just dream. It's not enough to talk about it. It really is about taking action to make it happen. So I've seen people after 1 hour vision pick up the phone, get onto the internet, sign up for a class, do something that seriously took their life in a new direction. I would say for the average person who likes to digest it a little slower, the book that's part of the process was actually the book that I was on Oprah with. And it's designed to be written in. So however long it takes you to actually go through, you know, a hardback book and actually write in and answer the questions is how long it can take you to do the process. So I'd say you could be in action in as short as an hour. More typically, I'd say for most people, it's about a week. And some people really like to spread it out more, and they tend to take about 30 days with the process.
Got it.
You'll see as we move down here into strategies that it's about taking the big dream and breaking it down into projects and action steps so you can really make things happen immediately. And that's also why we've included the downloads as part of this great offer to people, the 10 ebooks, so that they don't have to wait, that the second they sign up, they can get into action right away, especially around this step, which is dealing with our doubts.
Fantastic.
Nothing stops us faster. You know, we all have dreams and things that we want for ourselves and for our loved ones, but that doubt can come in so fast. And it can be so insidious that it's even invisible. We don't even know that it's there, but we've killed off our dream the second that we've got the idea. And that's the behavior change that people actually write to me about over and over and over again. So not only will you learn how to make your dreams come true, but you're going to create a new mindset for yourself that's going to be much more optimistic. You're going to have more clarity, more courage, and more confidence. And that's going to change your life.
Perfect.
Thank you for asking.
And, okay, and then now we're going on to point six, right?
Yes, which is so important. So number six is about believing in your dreams. You know, if you don't believe in your dreams, no one else will either. And I started to mention that related to the doubter, that before you turn the voice of the doubter down and it becomes the realist, and we want to use that for strategy and planning, let the doubter give you your list of obstacles. Because all obstacles are either an internal job, something you believe about you, your life, or your dream, or an external job, something that requires a plan or a strategy. For example, let's say my dream is to start my own business, and I've done it before and I failed. Well, I might say to myself, I don't know how to start a business. Well, if I don't know how to start a business, I can either find a mentor, I can learn, I can barter with somebody who will help me learn. There's lots of strategies for accomplishing that. But at a core level, if I don't believe in myself, that's something that has to be rewired. And in the package, we will help you. This is what I have to tell you, Vishen. This is one of the reasons I believe I was put on the planet. Because my purpose in life is to believe. So I've had to deal with doubt, disappointment, setbacks. I had to basically become an expert on not believing so I could teach people how to believe in themselves and their dreams. And I will tell you this. The bottom line is, it's a choice. But our attitudes and beliefs are never neutral. They're either moving us forward or holding us back. But a lot of us have forgotten or have never learned that we choose what we believe. One of my core tenets that I absolutely teach throughout this entire program is this. Can you believe in something simply because it matters to you? Not because there's any promises, guarantees, or assurances. Can you believe in something simply because it's important to you? And then prove that you really do by taking action. One of the times that I was on Oprah, I asked Oprah, I said, you know, what would you attribute your success to? And she looked at me and she said, Marcia, if I had to attribute my success in life as Oprah Winfrey to any one thing, it was that I believed in my dreams, even when no one else did. And what I add to Oprah's wisdom is this. Sometimes there's no evidence that your dream is a good idea. Or on a big dream or a long-term dream about retirement or something in the future, maybe there's no evidence or guarantees or promises that this is the right time to pursue it. But the question is, where are you looking for evidence? Don't look in your checkbook. Don't look in the stock market, for God's sakes. The only place to look to decide whether or not you believe in your dream is in your own heart. And can you believe in something because it matters to you, and then prove that you do by taking action? Because I have to tell you, then and only then does the dream actually have a chance for survival. So for many of us, moving from an old belief to a new belief is nothing short of a leap of faith. So for the rest of us, what it takes is A, willingness, B, courage, and C, practice. The willingness to choose an empowering belief, the courage to act on it, to show that you're serious about it, and then the ongoing practice of doing it again and again. And that's how you can completely eliminate a negative or limiting belief. And I just want to reiterate, nothing stops us more, nothing sabotages us more than our doubts, fear, and limiting beliefs. So the next step I call, step seven, failure can lead to success. And this is really about looking at things that happen in your life and basically kind of the what happened and what did I learn from it. Instead of saying, well, I failed before, I'm going to fail again, you can actually sit down and say, okay, I didn't reach my dream, or I was disappointed, or I even, perhaps I did even fail at accomplishing what I set out to do. What happened and what did I learn? And in this section, we create something that I like to call a personal practice. This is where we look at what is your Achilles heel or your weak spot. Is it that you tend to overcommit? Is it that you procrastinate? Is it that you have negative self-talk? And the practice here is to catch yourself in the act of doing this behavior and trying something new. And I actually teach you in the program how you can change an old pattern, someplace where you sabotage yourself over and over again, and actually turn it into one of your strengths. So procrastination does not have to get in your way. I'll give you an example. One woman who is an artist complained that she never had time to paint. And I said to her, look, how about if 1 hour each day you do what you're doing without letting yourself get interrupted? That means if you're checking email and the phone rings, you let it roll into voicemail. And her first response to me is like, what are you kidding? This is going to stifle my creativity. And then she said, all right, I'll try it for a week. Well, the first day she couldn't do it. The second day she thought it must be the wrong practice for her. By the third day, she started wondering why she didn't make her needs more of a priority. By the fourth day, she tried it for 15 minutes. By the end of the week, she was taking 1 hour of dedicated focus time for her. At the end of the week, she said to me, I think I'm going to try this for another week. Well, at the end of the second week, she noticed she had time to start painting again. At the end of the month, she had painted more paintings in that 1 month than she had in the 6 months previously. With her new sense of valuing herself, valuing her time and her gifts, she started charging more money for her art, and she had the best year ever doing what she loved. And all of it started with a simple practice of 1 hour a day really focusing on what it was that she wanted to change or develop. So you could be thinking about that for yourself right now. What is it that you're wanting to change or develop? And what's a simple practice that you could put into place to help you strengthen this so-called quote-unquote weak muscle? Step eight. It's called take serious steps forward. This is all about strategy. People say to me, you mean you don't get to strategy until step eight? My response to that is simple. This is not a linear process. At any time, you might go back and revisit your intention, deal with your dreams or your doubts. So it's not really a linear process, but the important point here is anything that can keep you from going to strategy too soon is going to help you dream bigger dreams for yourself. Now, what's critical about this step is this. Where dreams die is people put them on a to-do list. You can't put on your to-do list, write a book, start a business, or have a baby. I'm sorry, there are prerequisites involved. So the secret here is to take your big dream and break it down into projects. I recommend projects that can easily be accomplished in 1 month or less. 1 month is a long enough period of time where you can produce a substantial result, but a short enough period of time where you can keep your passion ignited And that's what's important. And then I teach you how to think about something that I call a wow. Within 1 week, what's an action step that you're going to take to demonstrate that you're more committed to your dream than to any doubt, fear, or reality? And I want to reiterate that vision because this entire program is designed to have you live your life as a dreamer, which means that it's not just about learning the steps, 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, or C, B, A, but really about having a new mindset where you're clear about who you are, clear about what you want and what you don't want. And as you say no more, no thank you, and you clear space, you have room in your life for creating more dreams. It's living a very different kind of life. I actually call it living your life right side up. And when people go to the landing page that you've mentioned, they'll see the passion pyramid that I've designed that's really designed to have you live more from your passion, live more from your purpose, not just reacting and responding to your clocks and calendars. Step 9 is about building your dream team, where it's really about sharing your dream in a way where you're clear and passionate so people are excited for you or with you, and where you learn the process of inspiring people to join you. We call it enrollment. Enrollment is very different than selling or convincing. It's where you share your dream or your vision in a way where other people want to be part of what you're doing. The first step in that, we'll go through the A, B, C, D's here. Step A is really about establishing rapport, building relationship with the people who you want to join you or to help you. Step B is about really establishing value, what's in it for them. Step C is about overcoming objections. You do that by building more rapport and establishing more value. And finally, step D is about securing an agreement. How are they going to help you? Are they going to write you a check? By the way, if you master enrollment, you'll master manifestation. The obstacle of not having enough money to achieve or accomplish your dream can literally disappear when you can inspire other people to join you. Nothing better than OPM, other people's money, when you have a big vision but you're not sure how you're going to finance it. So building your dream team is most importantly about learning how to make specific requests, making it easy for people to say yes, and if they say no, asking them why. I was giving a talk at the Golden Door Spa, a beautiful spa in Southern California, and I was running on the treadmill, and I have kind of short legs, so I was going pretty slow. And in walked this woman whose legs were the length of my entire body. She got on the treadmill next to me and started to sprint. And I did the only self-respecting thing I could think of doing. I turned off my machine to cheer her on. I was like, you go. You're laughing. She was laughing too. And through her laughter, we established rapport. It was that easy. When she got off, I said, who are you and where did you learn to run like that? She said, oh, I'm a retired admiral with the United States Navy. I said, oh, what do you do now? She said, I'm the national executive director for the Girl Scouts. I know in some countries you call them girl guides, but, you know, young girls learning how to be better people in the world. And, you know, sometimes a window opens and you maybe have a dream in the back of your mind, one of those dreams where you're going, gee, maybe someday, when I have the time or when I have the money or when the kids are grown and gone to college. I call those lingering dreams. If you have a lingering dream, you might want to ask yourself, how long do you think you have? Maybe this is an opportunity to move on your lingering dream. My lingering dream was maybe someday I would start an inner city dream camp for kids where not only would they learn about ropes courses, but they would learn how to stand up for what they want and go for their dreams. So I said, Marty, she introduced herself. I said, Marty, my name is Marcia Weeder, and I'm America's Dream Coach. I write books helping people achieve their dreams. One of my dreams is to help teenagers achieve their dreams. And then I made a very simple request and made it easy for her to say yes. Here's the magic phrase. Would you be willing to explore? That was it. I said, would you be willing to explore having me do some work with the Girl Scouts? Well, now I can be found several times a year sleeping in a tent, teaching 14 to 16-year-old girls to get clear about what their dreams are and to stand up for themselves. And it's some of the most rewarding work that I do.
I like that.
And it all came from sharing the dream, making a specific request, and then making it really easy for her to say yes. And I'll just say very quickly, say step 10 is, I alluded to it already, it's about living as a dreamer. This is really about creating a dream come true life. This means that, you know, you're living in the home of your dreams and the body of your dreams. And sometimes people come to me and they say, well, I can't be a dream coach, Marcia, because I don't have enough money in the bank, or I'm overweight, or how can I be helping others do it if I'm not doing it myself? And it takes us all the way back full cycle to step one, which is about setting an intention. So after listening to me, if you've gotten some clarity about something that you want, or you're in need of a new dream, which is the majority of the population right now, I know that this process can be used to help you figure out what really matters to you and shortcut the process by overcoming any fears or doubts, taking action, and learning how to speak about your dream in a powerful way so that you don't have to do it alone. So I would just say this process works on any dream, and you can live your life as a dreamer. And in this case, a dreamer is someone who gets clear about what they want and makes it happen. And then I'll just add, finally, has the gift to help others do the same. If you're committed to helping your children, your spouse, your colleagues, your coworker, you know, you might be saying, I'm already living a dream come true life. Well, then it's time to pay it forward. Or maybe you're saying, you know, personally I have what I want, but not professionally, or vice versa. This steps that we've just outlined here, set an intention, live with integrity, live on purpose, access your dreamer, learn from your doubter, believe in your dreams, create personal practices to take serious steps forward, build your dream team, can help you live your life as a dreamer, and you deserve that.
Marcia, thank you so much. I love the 10 steps. And for those of you listening, and I hope you gained a lot from going through these 10 steps. I know Marcia was going really fast, but that was due to our time limitation. We wanted to keep this under an hour. But even as she's going through it, what tends to happen is you'd hear a story or an idea that would just spark an insight in your head. Now, if this is okay, Marcia, I want to share with you the insight that I got. When you were talking about step 8, take serious steps forward, and you gave that example of that lady who had to spend about an hour a day focusing on a goal, that reminded me of this goal which I have been putting off for pretty much 2 years, and that goal was to work a little bit less every day and to instead spend half an hour in the office every day reading a book related to my field. So it could be entrepreneurship or the internet or doing good interviews. But for 1 year, I've been pushing off this dream. So what I've decided to do was starting Monday this coming week, to actually work half an hour less and to spend that extra half hour in the office in my comfortable little chair reading a book. I've now at this point collected like 10 books on my bookshelf on this wait to read list, and I've not gone through a single one of them. I'm going to hopefully get through this entire backlog over the next 8 months.
Well, how exciting. And it's amazing because it's like a small decision, but you've made the commitment to it. You can start to hear the passion and excitement, and that's really what this process is all about. Small steps with big payoffs. So I know that you taking the time, just that time for yourself, is going to have a big impact on your business as well as your personal life. So congratulations. You are a big dreamer.
And now the funny thing was, I just shared this with 2,000 people.
Now you're so really accountable.
In my office, now I'm really accountable. Thank God most of you guys are not in the same city as me and would probably never show up at my door. But
you know what? You're right. It's really powerful when we share our dreams. So that's why every single person who signs up for this program with me will receive a personal email from me thanking them, acknowledging them, appreciating them, so that you know that I'm on your dream team, because it really does make a difference to know you're not out there doing it by yourself.
I like that. I like that. Okay, so everyone listening in, you can get more information by going to finerminds.com, finerminds.com/Marcia, MARCIA. And what Marcia has put together is basically some of her best products to help you move towards your dreams, And she's put together this at a 2-for-1 special. So basically, you're getting two different products for the price of one. It's a really good deal. It's hosted on finerminds.com, finerminds.com/Marcia. MARCIA. It's going to be there for the next 72 hours, and I hope you'll love what my team and Marcia have put together for you. And any closing words, Marcia?
Well, just what I love is that usually people hear this and they go, okay, I'm ready to do it now. And then you have to wait a couple of weeks for the package to arrive. So I'm excited that we included in this the 10 ebooks that people can download immediately. So within seconds of you saying, yes, I'm ready to take action. Yes, I'm tired of talking about it, not doing anything about it. I just want to say, don't fall victim to the mindset that there's not enough. That if you really stand in who I am as a dreamer and I'm committed to taking control of my life, you can create the dreams that matter to you most, and more importantly than anything, you can achieve and accomplish those dreams. So let me help you. Don't feel like you're in it alone, but don't put it off another day. You have an opportunity right now to demonstrate that you're serious, that you're committed, that you're more committed to your dreams than to any doubt, fear, or reality that might be in the newspaper or on the news. Your dreams matter. Now prove to yourself that they do by taking action.
I like that. Thank you so much, Marcia.
Thanks, Vishen. It was great spending this time with you. And thanks, everybody, for taking time out of your busy life and listening in on how to make your dreams come true now.
Thanks. That's the end of this call. Hope you all enjoyed it and gained a lot. Bye now.